Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanair Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
I am hungry, hungry for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for in his wonderful face, and the things on earth would grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for in his wonderful face, and the things on earth would grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Oh, to be like him. Oh, to be like Jesus, blessed Redeemer, pure as the night. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness. Send thine own image deep on my heart. Oh, to be like him. Oh, to be like my Jesus, his blessed Redeemer, so pure as the night. Come in thy sweetness, in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart. So turn your heart towards Jesus. Look for in his wonderful face. Strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. So turn your eyes upon that sweet Jesus and look for in his wonderful his face. Those things on earth, they'll grow strangely, strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Oh, to be like him. Oh, to be like Jesus, blessed Redeemer. The night, come in thy sweetness.
Well, Living Bread Cathedral, Shine Service.
Come in.
It's time for the Word of God to come to us. You and I this morning have the privilege of receiving a servant of the Lord, a seasoned minister, an anointed minister.
Yes.
One who's going to speak to us.
Yes.
The mind of God.
Yes. To be
one who's going to speak
like
to us.
Jesus.
The mind of God. I want you to, with a loud hand clap and a joyful noise,
yeah,
join me
you
in this welcome to this pulpit, the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Come on, make some noise.
Come in thy fullness.
Yes.
Stamp thine own image, oh, yes, deep on my heart. So turn your eyes upon Jesus.
turn your eyes
look
upon Jesus.
Full in his wonderful face.
Look full in his wonderful face.
And the things on earth would grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Lift your two hands and sing with her.
Turn your eyes,
upon
Jesus.
Look full
in his wonderful face.
Now thanks.
And the things on earth would grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Now with your hand lifted, say, I want to be like him.
Oh, to be like him. Oh, to be like Jesus.
I want to be like Jesus.
Blessed Redeemer, so pure as thine eye.
I want to be like you, Jesus.
Come in thy sweetness. Come in thy fullness. Stamp thine own image deep on my heart. Oh, to be like him. Oh, to be like Jesus.
I pray for you today.
Blessed Redeemer.
That you'll be like Jesus.
Pure as thine eyes.
Oh, yes. I pray for you today that
come
you will become like Jesus.
Sweetness. Come in.
I go before the throne room of God, the throne of grace, and plead on your behalf that you will be like Jesus. May God help you to turn your eyes upon him.
To be like Jesus.
Turn your eyes and look at Jesus. For you become what you behold. What you behold is what you become.
Come in thy sweetness. Come in.
May those who encounter you see Jesus in you.
Stamp thine own image.
May those you meet day after day have something about you to see. That this man represents Jesus.
To be like Jesus.
That is how the word Christian came into being.
So
Christian.
As thine eye.
They were like Christ.
Come in thy sweetness.
May you be like Jesus.
Come in thy fullness.
May you be like Jesus.
Stamp thine own image.
Turn your eyes upon
Jesus.
Stop looking at the world. Stop being deceived by the money in the world. Stop being deceived by the salary in the world. Stop being deceived by the gold and the glitter and the glass. Look to Jesus.
In his wonderful face.
Let him be beautiful to you. Let Jesus be beautiful to you. Turn your eyes. Turn your eyes. Turn your eyes.
In the light.
The Bible says they look to him. They look to him. And they were lighted.
Come on.
They look to him. And they became beautiful.
Upon
they look to him. We thank God for the cars. We thank God for the houses. We thank God for the clothes. We thank God for the jobs. But my sister, look to Jesus. Look to him. Look to him.
Yes. Strange.
Look to him. He is beautiful.
Yes.
If you look to him, you will look like him.
Yes.
If you look to him, you will look like him. Turn your eyes. Stop looking at that man. Stop looking to that girl. Stop looking to that promise. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. He's faithful. He's dependable. He's kind. He's good.
Oh Jesus.
He's merciful. Turn your eyes.
deep on my
turn
heart.
Turn around.
Oh, to be like him.
Oh, end the deception.
To be like
end
Jesus.
It. You are being deceived.
Let
something is moving you away from Jesus.
Pure eyes.
Look to him.
Right.
Keep your eyes on him.
Come in.
He was there before money came.
Come in,
he was there before that man came. He was there before the job came. He was there. Look to Jesus. Look to him. Look to him.
Oh yes.
Turn your eyes.
So turn.
You will hurt yourself.
Those eyes.
You are about to hurt yourself.
Jesus.
Turn your eyes. And look to Jesus.
Look for.
Father, we thank you.
Oh yes,
wonderful.
Father, we are grateful to you,
Jesus.
Father, we are grateful to you,
yes,
that you called us.
On earth,
you selected us first,
oh, yes, oh, yes.
And you called us,
oh, yes.
And you justified us, you sanctified us, you blessed us. Thank you. You called us out.
Yes,
you called us out,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That you called us out.
Jesus.
We are grateful. We'll serve you with our lives.
Yes, look yes, for.
Lift your hands.
In his wonderful.
And tell the Lord you will look to him.
Jesus.
You will look at his and wonderful face.
Yes, yes.
Fully.
Hey.
Frontally. You will look for his wonderful face.
And
the
glory.
Oh, the glory.
Of his
yes.
glory. And grace
will fall on you. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory, glory, glory. What a blessing. Jesus.
Keep clapping.
Jesus. Jesus. Oh, what a blessing. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh yes, kala ba 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 ba, mandeli ba ya bala da ba ba ba, reka pa ya da ba shala ba, mandeli peka da ba. Jesus.
Well, I think that before you sit down, I want you to clap your hands and let's appreciate our pastor Bishop Kobe for leading us.
Oh yes,
this last week, beautiful time.
Oh yes.
Every morning he was with us, leading us to pray, teaching us. Clap your hands. Value the right things in life. Value the right things in life. So that you will not value nonsense. We appreciate you, Bishop Kobe. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you.
And we are believing God that this week God will use you to lead us. That God will hear our prayers.
Oh, yes.
That God will draw us closer to him. That we'll get to know him deeper.
Oh, yes.
That we'll get to love him more.
Amen.
And 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 more.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hey, kaya bala ba 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 ba. Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Is there anybody who loves Jesus?
Oh, yes.
Jesus. Is she the only one who loves Jesus? Who else loves Jesus?
Hey!
I love Jesus. I
love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Pastor Benny Hinn was in town the other day. He preached for 3 days. But something he said stayed with me.
Tell us, please.
He said there is a book called the Book of Life.
The Book of Life.
And there are names written in it. It's only God who writes those names.
Yay.
If your name is not in that book, nothing any man will do will put your name in that book. It's a special book. That's why we go out to do outreaches. That's the reason. Because there are people whose names are in the book that God will use us to bring into his kingdom. That's why some people don't mind you. That's why when you go, they insult you. That's why when you go, you ask them for their phone number and they will give you numbers. Because their names are not in the book of life. They are going to hell straight. Anybody who yields himself to you and allows you to shepherd him has his name in the book of life. Nobody can bring anyone into the kingdom. Jesus himself said, no man can come to me. You can't come to me except God has touched your heart and drawn you to me. So these days, I'm not worried at all. Yeah. If God hasn't done that work, my giving you money is not what will bring you to the Lord. And the last time I checked, your name is in the book.
Oh yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Your name is in the book.
Oh, hallelujah.
So live a life worthy of a person whose name is in the book.
Gosh.
And in that book, something also happens to the content of the book. Some names are blotted out. Names that already existed are blotted out. Be careful. That's why she sang the song, turn your eyes upon Jesus and look for to his wonderful face. And the things that are on earth, the glitz, the glamour, the glass will be dim. And the light of his glory and grace will be. Turn your eyes.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
The Lord help you.
Amen.
So in the Bible, there's a word. You see it often. Continue. If you continue. If you continue. If you continue. Keep walking. Keep walking. It's interesting, eh? That Johnny Walker, the whiskey rather has its whatever as keep walking. Something which doesn't make you walk rather says that keep walking. May your eyes be open.
Amen.
Hey, something that when you drink you can't walk.
Hey,
it's rather you stagger and fall. It's rather telling you that drink it and keep walking. And the God who sent his son Jesus to die for you, to give you a beautiful life.
Oh yes.
And it says in Colossians 2, as you have therefore received this Jesus, therefore walk. Keep walking. I tell you today, keep walking.
Oh yes.
Keep walking. Don't stop. Don't let money stop you. Don't let poverty stop you. Don't let a girl stop you. Don't let children stop you. Don't let glass stop you. Don't let cars stop you. Keep walking, baby. Keep walking. Keep walking. Turn your eyes.
My heart.
Look for his wonderful face and keep walking. Lady pastor, keep walking in spite of your marital problems.
Keep walking.
In spite of your children.
Professor,
you see, nobody becomes great because of something. We only become great in spite of. Greatness is achieved in spite of, not because of. Anybody waiting for because of will never make it in life. We make it in life in spite of, not because of. May God help you.
Oh yes, amen.
May opposition not stop you.
Amen.
I love it when Paul said, nothing can separate me from the love of God. In spite of heights, I'll still love God.
Come on.
In spite of death, I'll still love God.
Come on.
In spite of nakedness, I'll love God. In spite of problems, nothing, angels, principalities,
nothing
shall be able. We become great in spite of, not because of. Anybody listening to me, that nothing seems to work for you, I'm singling you out as a candidate for God's blessing.
Professor,
you are the one going to make
professor.
It. The one who doesn't seem to be able to make it.
Professor,
you are the one going to make it.
Jesus.
Because you make it in spite of.
Yes.
Paul said, I'm what I am by the grace of God.
Yes.
May that grace lift you.
Amen.
May that grace lift you.
Amen.
May that grace help you.
Amen.
May that grace establish you.
Amen.
May that grace establish you.
Amen.
In your
church.
We thank you, Father. All of you with barriers and challenges and problems, difficulties.
Professor,
I'm here to announce to you.
Jesus.
You will make it.
Amen. Professor.
You'll make it.
Amen.
You'll make it.
Oh, yes.
You don't know people's stories.
Ah.
You'll make it.
Amen. Professor.
The three most important words this year should be in spite of.
In spite of.
Professor. In spite of.
Professor.
I still have my joy.
Oh yes.
After all I've been through, I still have my joy.
Come on.
After all I've been through, I'm still preaching.
Yes.
After all I've been through, I still love Jesus.
Yes.
After all I've been through, I'm still in church.
Yes.
In spite of. After all I've been through, I still have my joy. I'm still smiling.
Oh yes.
Not because of a salary, but in spite of no money. Not because I'm happy in my marriage, but in spite of the turmoil and the turbulence. In spite of, I see you rising and riding above the waves and the storms.
Yes.
May you soar high.
Amen.
On the wings of an eagle.
Yes.
May you soar high.
Amen.
On the wings of an eagle.
Amen.
After all I've been through,
Professor,
I still have joy.
You will make it.
Amen.
I still make
it. I believe it.
Don't let what you are going through today deceive you.
Professor.
You are coming out.
Amen.
Like somebody coming out.
Amen.
I said you are coming out.
Professor.
Like somebody coming out.
Amen.
Have you not heard the word history before? Some things today will be history.
Amen.
Will be history.
Amen.
Will be history.
Amen.
Come out.
I receive it.
After all,
Professor. Professor.
I still
work it.
I love Jesus.
Professor.
To be standing in church. You don't understand it. In church. You in church. You don't understand it. God has blessed you. It takes a lot for you to be standing in church. It takes power. It takes power that overcomes the demons in your family, that overcomes your personal weaknesses, that overcomes the things chasing you, that overcomes your personal problems, that overcomes the evils in your life. It takes power. You are an embodiment of God's power.
I receive. Yes.
Power. Isn't that some of them? That I'm standing here preaching.
Power.
Look at me very carefully. You are looking at a wonder.
Hey.
A wonder. The things I've been through. The things I've been through. The things I've been through. That I'm preaching. It should tell you that there's hope for you.
Amen.
It should tell you that you also can make it.
Amen.
I said you also can make it.
I believe.
No devil can bring you down. No sister can bring you down. No brother can bring you down. No man's predictions shall bring you down. What the Lord has said about you, that is what shall come to pass. That is what shall come to pass.
Like it.
Bless us, Lord.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Let us see your goodness.
Yes.
Let us see your glory.
Amen.
Oh. Let her see your beauty.
Yes, Lord.
Show up in full beauty. Let her see your kindness.
Yes.
Let her see.
Hey.
Let her see.
Amen.
Show up, Lord.
Amen.
By your mercy.
Oh, yes.
And he will show up.
By your mercy.
He showed up beautifully in my life. Beautifully in my life. Beautifully in my life. He will show up in your life as well. Clap your hands. And he may be seated. Today, I have the privilege to share with you a little teaching this season is a season of fasting and praying, and the theme, I didn't choose the theme, it's your pastor who chose the theme: labor to be blessed. So we are desperate. Lift your right hand and say, I must be blessed.
I must be blessed.
Say, I must be blessed.
I must be blessed.
Say, it must happen.
It must happen.
It must happen.
It must happen.
Oh, yes.
I must be blessed.
I must be blessed.
Sir, your only hope in life is a blessing. It's not a degree in Legon.
Especially in 2024.
Don't be misguided by trivialities. For the right word is trivia.
Trivia.
Trivia. A job is part of the trivia. $5,000 a month is trivia. Is what?
Trivia.
Oh, you've been hungry for a long time. That is why $5,000 a month is like some, it's like Monte Carlo. And some of you, it's not $5,000. It's not even 5,000 cedis. It's 500 cedis. 500 cedis. You have gone mad already. You are mad already. 500 cedis. You are mad already. When will you see 1,005?
500.
You are like a baby. Looking for milk. When you see a baby hungry, believe God to see one. When she finds a mother's breast, it's like the milk is spilling everywhere. When you see money, you are like, it's trivia. Beauty is good, but it's trivia. beauty has never accounted for great things. It has only accounted for fornication and adultery and one night use you 4 weeks and take you to Dubai and you shake your buttocks in the room and then you come back useless. You are too desperate. 2 years ago, this is not how your face was. Suddenly you are fair.
Hey!
When did you become fair? We know you. We have your pictures. We have pictures. You're on Facebook.
The skin is looking milky, but you're deleting old photos.
You're on Facebook. When did you become fair? May you not major on trivia. Set your eyes upon Jesus. Look forward to his wonderful face. I'm following in the footsteps of your pastor to talk today about blessings. Now you must be interested in blessings. Because the curses in your family, look, let me tell you that is your makeup and your wig and this thing that they don't move the curse. It's coming like it is coming. Oh, nobody's car has prevented a curse from coming. Nobody's office has prevented a curse from coming. Nobody's bank account has prevented a curse. A curse is a curse. It guides your life. It's the ultimate umpire. For a while, it may look as if your beauty is prevailing. For a while, it may look as if your salary is prevailing. For a while, it may look as if your money is prevailing. For a while, it may look as if your contacts are prevailing. But ultimately, it is either a curse or a blessing that determines your bus stop. If they say you will not marry, you will not marry.
Okay.
A wedding will not even stop them.
That's right. If you do a wedding, they will stop
you.
Your ultimate.
You didn't hear me? This is the tree service. I've come to your own service. Is it English?
It's English service.
This is English. These are pastors. So these are your pastors here. Okay.
We get it so clear.
Yeah.
Wedding cannot stop.
I really wonder.
If they say you will not marry,
not
wedding. If there has been a meeting,
the ring won't work.
104 years ago,
hey!
And they said the second descendants will not marry.
Hey!
A wedding in the wedding cathedral will not help you. Wedding chapel will not help you.
There will be no marriage.
It's scary. Wow.
If they say you will end up in a mental institution, abroad will not help you.
No, you come back.
We are laboring. Let me see your hand. Your hand, yeah. Pull up your this hand. You see, look at this. Look at something. Can you see? Yes, you see this line. It's a vein. There's blood running through it. In fact, I can see some here. Yes, these ones. These are veins. There's blood running through it. The blood that is running through it is doing more to your life than your face. The blood inside is it's affecting you more than your degree. We went to Lagos to take pictures last week. Yes. We went to Lagos to take pictures. This blood will determine more about your life than the masters we just went to take pictures. Blood. Why do you think we take communion? We take communion to introduce another blood. If we don't introduce another blood, A wedding will not help you, baby girl. So when we hold the communion, we booze it like something. Because they are wicked. They are very wicked. You guys are preventing me from preaching. Sorry, I didn't know. These are lady pastors. Your pastor is asking, do you understand the message? I should bring my tree interpreter. Open you, Kwame. Open you, Kwame. Can I come and interpret? They don't understand it. I'm saying that the edges you have put in front, these edges will not help you. The blood in your veins is doing more in your life, to your life, than the edges you have pasted there. The blood in your veins. If they say you won't make it, being an ambassador to Austria, go around and go and listen to stories.
I tell you.
We're in a country, West African country. We lived in an area. And the soldiers with us said, the former president, every evening at 5 o'clock, he comes to 2 streets away. He pointed. I said, wow, then we are in a very posh area. He said, no, you're not in a posh area. So why does the former president go to that place there? He's dead now. He said, there's a drinking spot there. I'm not joking. Why will I stand here and joke with you? A drinking bar. Former president. Obusa. Being a... If they say... So when I'm preaching about blessings, you shouldn't be sitting on the... You should be sitting on the floor. On the floor. You see a girl, no, you've gone mad. A man says, I love you, no, you become a mental patient. A few weeks ago, I was asking, there was a meeting, I was asking about this lady. National service people are doing, national service has finished you. So the one you get the real job in Bank of Ghana, what will you do? National service. National service.
Temporary
national service. You are confused. I want you to sit down and let's talk today. It's hard to sit down. Try. You want to stand? Yes. It's nice. When you stand, I get encouraged. When you are tired, you can sit down. I'm talking to you today about the title of the message is Blessings. And it is this: God blessed Abraham because of others. So he will bless you because of
others.
Genesis 12. You are not blessed because you are a grad. I took too many pictures this week. Maybe that's why I'm against graduates. Today, master. Today, bachelor. Today, spinster. Listen very carefully. There is a blessing that you need to neutralize a curse in your life. I mean, there are some people, when I see them, I can see that a curse is playing out. A curse is playing. Like you read in the Bible. You see Abraham's problems, Isaac. You may think they even photocopied that thing, that they were in a hurry. They said, let's bring this one here. And some of you cannot see that you are living out a cursed life. And a curse dominates your life. No matter how beautiful you are, it dominates your life. You can have gold, you can have diamonds, you can have bauxite, you can have oil, you can have timber, but eventually, see, dust. The people who don't have, can you imagine there's something in life called Swiss chocolate? It's one of the most wonderful oxymorons. Swiss chocolate. Since when the Swiss chocolate? How did Swiss chocolate? We rather our own is golden tree. And their own is Swiss chocolate. Lynx. I was in a city in Europe. And the person driving me said, I'm taking you somewhere. Then we went and we parked at a large square. A large square. It must be about 200 meters by 200. With palatial buildings all around. Banks, banks, banks. But the expanse of land. The trams were moving. This. And he said, do you know where we are parked? I said, yes. Is it nice? I said, it's nice. He said, do you see all this place? This big place we have parked? I said, yes. The reason why I brought you here is that where we have parked, all of this place, under it is gold. They are. Gold, which coast? Which gold and which coast? Europe. So where we are, under, there is a basement with cells. The entire place is gold. And everybody knows it, that there's gold here. But you try it. So you will notice that having gold doesn't make you golden. Wow. Having gold, you can have gold, but you are dusty. You can wear shoes in Germany forever. Polish. Shoe polish is what? What do you use shoe polish for? Here, you have to polish your shoe every hour. The shoe is now like a mirror. Dust. Some of you wear slippers to church and then you change at the gate. I shouldn't preach. Okay, then I'm stopping you. I should preach. Should I preach? I'm preaching, baby. I'm preaching. You wear slippers to church and when you get to church, then you change. Is this what you wore from the house? Jacoby, I don't like this church. They don't allow me to preach. I'm here to preach, but they don't allow me. You need a blessing.
I need a blessing.
What you are looking for, let me move. I've been somebody I must talk to. Say, what you are looking for is not a job or it's not money. You need a blessing. You lack it. You lack it. Wake up.
Need a blessing.
The breast is there. Put your mouth. Find the nipple is look. Breast milk everywhere.
My God.
I'm preaching. Stand up. When I'm talking to you, stand up. The breast is there. Milk is even coming out. Just put your mouth on the nipple and suck the milk. You don't need a husband. You don't need a wife.
You need a blessing.
Like your beard, like Boy Alinko. Do you know Boy Alinko? Do you know Boy Alinko?
Boy Alinko.
You don't need beauty. You need a blessing. If there's a blessing on you, they will fight you, but they will be down, and you are still standing. Wake up. Beautiful girl. She's like a model. With vital statistics. But in the end, what happens in her house will not be determined by beauty. It will be determined by whether there's a blessing following her or there's a curse upon her. You see a woman, she looks like a paint bucket, but she's looking, her house is happy. And you with synclines and anticlines, confusion. Look, if you don't want my pretty, don't sit in front here. Just go to the back. Don't sit here. I'm working. So if you can sit down, let's just end the message. About a blessing. Yeah. You need. Can you lift up your right hand and say, I need a blessing?
I need a blessing.
I need a blessing.
I need a blessing.
Say, I need to be blessed.
I need to be blessed.
Say, I've been to school.
I've been to school.
I have a job.
I have a job.
I have everything.
I have everything.
Some of you should say, I have everything. Say, I've been to school. I have something. But I must be blessed. Say, a boy has proposed to me. Say, I have shoes. I have dresses. I'm handsome. I'm beautiful. But I still need a blessing. I got a job. But I need a blessing. Women, they have been pregnant 2 times. Only 2 times. They have 5 children. Triplets and twins. 2 times. 5 children. She still needs a blessing. Otherwise, she will rear monsters. You can be as pregnant as a rabbit. I said, what? You still need a blessing. I mean, look, move away from there. And when I stand here, pretty faces, blonde, curled hair, edges, golden hair. I mean, your mother's wake. Nails. They don't mean anything. What will determine the outcome of your life is not your oily face. It is called a blessing. I'm feeling something. I'm feeling something. Why do people come and they are going? They can't stay in the job. Some are there 10 years. Getting money every day. You come now, 2 years, you are being removed. Because it's not the... I want to beat somebody. Hey! It's not the job. Oh, I should stop preaching this. It's not a job. It's not being the president of a country. It's not being an MP. Go to East Legon. And I mean East Legon. The confusion in the houses there. You have no idea. You cannot even if you are told, you not believe it. Girls who have removed their breasts in East Legon. And we are in OEB. We are happy. That's everywhere. East Legon, the road there, they make it and then they come to add more. And they add more. Even the ramps have disappeared. There's no road to our house. But we are happy because a man's life does not consist in the abundance of bitumen. Building a house is not what will make you happy. It is a blessing that will make you happy. I'm not against building a house. The fact that I've rented a house doesn't mean that I'm against people who are building with hard work and I couldn't build. Doesn't mean anything. I'm not against people who are built. But I'm saying building a house doesn't mean much. Having houses doesn't mean much. Are you blessed? Not are you rich? Are you blessed? Abraham was blessed. Not Abraham was rich. I personally don't like this service. It's difficult to preach here. You never get to the point of the message. And they are signaling that the time is up. I'll go to Pombalation next week and then preach here. No, I don't like the treatment I get here. I should forget about the time. And just preach. Oh, it's your own hall. You didn't rent this. It's your own.
It's our own. So I don't know
why they're doing that. Then why are you telling me that another church is coming here?
I need to have a meeting.
It's your own building.
It's our own building.
But why? Then why?
Guys, turn the time off.
Can I preach for 10 minutes? Can I preach for 10 minutes? And you, where have you been? Where have you been? Around where? I said, where have you been with blue fingernails? Where have you been? Around where? Accra. Yo. Today you are wearing green glasses so you can be around. Green glasses with blue fingernails. Yo. I've stopped the preaching. The atmosphere is not a good atmosphere.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Should I preach? Really?
Yes.
Preach.
Okay, then sit down and let me preach. Let me read a verse. Genesis chapter 12. Look, one source of a blessing, not money. Not wedding ring. This doesn't mean much. Are you a teenager? You are above 20 years. Then go around and ask. This doesn't mean anything. You don't need a wedding ring. You need a blessing upon this ring. Now, one source of a blessing is the word others. Anyone whose life is centered, the axis of your life is yourself, will lose that blessing. Any anyone who doesn't think about the next person, but your life is about you, your husband, your wife, your children, yourself, you've lost a blessing. There is a blessing that comes to neutralize a curse that comes only from other people. Thinking about other people. That's what the title of the book is, Others. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now, the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Listen very carefully. Verse 2. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee. Hey, can you see it there? I will bless thee. And make thy name great. You cannot bless yourself. You cannot bless yourself. God has to bless you. And thou, I am going to bless you, and you will be a blessing. If you are not a blessing, you are not blessed. You are cursed. If you are not a blessing, you are not blessed. If you see, you are blessed within the context of you being a blessing. There is nothing like I am blessed. And your life ends with you. Verse 3. And I will... See, this is a blessing. This is a blessing. When somebody is blessed, this is what happens to the person. Look at it in English. I will bless them that bless thee. And curse them that curseth thee. Why? So anybody who does good to you receives a lot of goodness that encourages them to do more good to you. And anybody who troubles you, God troubles the person so that anybody intending to trouble you will see and be warned. I will bless them that bless thee. And I will curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. How many people are being blessed by you? Who is being blessed? Who can stand up and say that I have raised my hand? Sister Eva is blessing me. I am being blessed. I see blessings in my life because of Sister Eva. How many people? Oh, I'm not finished. I'm about to explain to you what a blessing is. Kadazuna mayada. Kadimosh kebra kasukebe. Kadasa kataboya tedebo shaka. I've not finished preaching.
At all.
Genesis 22. The verses are three. Genesis 22, verse 15. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time. Many people cannot receive a blessing the second time. The first one confuses you. The first one spoils you. But Abraham, go to verse 15. An angel appeared, and it is in English. Can you see English? The angel appeared to him the second time. It means an angel had appeared to him the first time. Can you stand to be blessed twice? You don't seem to do well with this first blessing. You are confused. Verse 16. And said, by myself have I sworn, said the Lord. For because thou hast done this thing. And has not withheld thy son, thine only son. This is your only job. She has two jobs. She has three jobs. You have only one job, but you've done this thing with one job. Verse 17. Verse 17. When I shout, the computer freezes. Then please lower the volume. You know. That because you've done this thing and you have not withheld your son. People are withholding their energy. People are withholding their dignity. People are withholding their lives. People are trying to save themselves. And you have not withheld your life. You have a master's degree in Oxford. And you have given it up to do preaching. Basenta. Thy only son. That in blessing, I'll bless thee. Anybody listening to me said you have a job. You have a job. Then you're the one I'm talking to. Stand up. You're the one. Look for a blessing in addition to this job. Because this job, you didn't used to wear these things. Now you are wearing them. It means the job is good. Yes. Quickly look for a blessing. Because no human being needs a job. What we need is a blessing. And the blessing leads us to a job. That in blessing, I will bless thee. And in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed. As the stars of the heaven. And as the sand which is upon the sea. And thy seed shall possess. See, these are things a salary cannot buy. These are things beauty cannot buy. Thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. You are very young. To see children that enemies have taken over. You've not seen something before. A man who used to kneel down to give you tea. A man who used to kneel down to give you chocolates. Suddenly, he's holding your shirt and slapping you. You've not seen something. When you see that thy seed shall possess the gates of the enemies, you don't understand it. That is why we need a blessing. Not 1,500 cities. Verse 18. in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. You see again? In chapter 12, he said, you will be a blessing. Then we've gone, we've come to chapter 22. Now it's not just you who will be a blessing, but your seed will also bless the whole earth, the nations of the earth. My dear friend, I want it to start occurring to you that there is someone sitting by you waiting to be influenced by you. Antia, the man sitting by you, do you know him, mommy? He's a stranger. He's waiting for you. Even the way she's looking at him. It will surprise you. In spite of your problems. Do you have problems, mommy? A lot of problems. It will surprise you that in spite of your problems, God brought this man to sit by you so that you will get his number and help him somewhere in his life. If nobody points to you that you are a blessing to him, you are in trouble. And I'm not talking to people at the taxi rank. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. We have therefore opportunity. Let us do good to all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. I'm surprised you are paying somebody's school fees. And it's not okay to you. Can you stand up, please? Not there. Not there. Not here. But here. One. Turn around. Two. Three. And four. Just here. I won't go to five. And six. Just here. I'm surprised that you are paying somebody's school fees when you belong to this household of faith. And there's someone here who needs just 700 cedis to go to SHS. And you are paying $3,000 for some stranger who doesn't, God doesn't stop you from being good to somebody in Tafo, somebody in Geneva. Somebody in your friend is a Tamale, but your first port is the household of faith. This is where your blessings begin. That there's a church member. But I don't blame you. You will not even join a group in the church to go near the ordinary Sanquas church members to even notice that this boy has dropped out of school. It's beyond your latitude. If you were not too high, if you were not too big, you would relate with us. Attend the Basenta meeting. attend choir rehearsals, but you are too big. I want to say to you that if you don't want to be used for preaching, don't sit in the first three rows. So can I change the seating? Can you please, the three of you, come this way, come. And then you, please go to the back.
Please, you,
sir. Oh, you are here?
Yeah, okay.
Mommy, do you want to go to the back?
No.
First three rows?
No.
Hi, hi, hi.
They are here.
They are hot seats.
Exactly.
Hot seats.
Great side.
Especially this color.
Look at something our pastor is saying. He says, the church is sick. The church. Your church. Look, he's going to wear a chain. He's got written Namele. Yes, the chain. Meanwhile, there's somebody here. He doesn't have sandals. You are going to design a gold chain. Customized gold chain. Namele. Meanwhile, this boy, why is that girl with the slippers? Somebody was wearing ekume ekume here. It's not here. Namele. Hey, Toyotan. Namele.
20 carats.
20 carats. Namele. Yo. The church. The church is sick and powerless against sin, disease, and many curses. Why is this? The church has failed to do what it is supposed to do. It has failed to be a blessing to the many waiting and lost souls. We were blessed so that we would become a blessing to others. We are sick. Look at sick folk. We might as well call this church the Church of Bethesda. Sick folk. The household of faith. If you had respect, stand up with your red glass. What the glasses now? They are in colors. I've seen green. I've seen red. I've seen blue fingernails. Let me see your fingernails. Yes, that's a proper African beauty. Not this type of colors. Let me see yours. Yes. So where is this red thing from? Do you know why at your age you can't cook? If you feel I should stop, I'm just an invited pastor. No, I've been invited here. If you don't need me, you have a pastor. You are paying him. So let him preach. If you don't want me here, I'll leave. I've just been invited here. I should preach. Then my question is that, do you know why at your age you cannot cook? How old are you that you cannot make beef stew?
Do you know why? Please, I want to know why.
That you cannot make spaghetti cacavelli. Hey! Come on. Hey! Hey! Because, do you know why she can't cook? She cannot cook because she doesn't think about others. And the others, it's not the Zamrama line people. Yes, go and love the Zamrama line people, but the household of faith. When you were 19 years, you could have saved a little money, bought some pepper, tomatoes, fish, onions, whatever, and invited 3 hungry. See, his face is white. See, his face is white. This guy is very hungry. I know hungry. I know hungry. He's hungry. Go and bring me chocolate from my office and bring it to him. Hurry up, I'm waiting for you. Do you know why this girl, at her age, close to 30 years, she can't make spaghetti cacavelli. She can't make onion soup. Because when she was 18, she wouldn't think that as she's in this church, she's coming, she's a beautiful girl. That is it possible that this brother is hungry? Then you go to him and say, your name, where do you live? You know, I want to invite you to my house for lunch. Say household. Household. Every month, you invite someone to come and taste your fish stew, beef stew, spongy rice with noodle bases. She has not made food for the brothers. All her life is being lived to herself. And she's just, this is an Indomie girl. A what girl? Indomie. Because if your life is left to you, the standards are low. If you extend your life to other people, you raise the standards of your life. That's your blessing. I'm teaching. Can you imagine this girl? Every year she's inviting 6 different invitees. For the past 4 years, she has cooked this, that for the. By this time, at her age, she knows how to organize herself. But because she's not bothered about the household of faith, the last beloved, he ate light soup in his house and had diarrhea for 4 days. Also, my business, he said, I will never give you the chocolate. Eating, break some and eat. Break some. Break some and eat. We have suffered too much. Osam. Osam says his face is white. I will slap you. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a brother hungry by you. There's a sister who needs to be taught how to lay her bed. There's a brother who needs to learn how to work in a shop. And all we do, we've gone to join NGOs and big Lions Club, Giraffes Club, Rotary Club, and the members of your household. You've got to join Rotary. About the sister behind you. Don't give anybody. Oh, he's others. It's okay. Clap your hands for him. Of these girls standing here to my left and in front of you, some of these girls standing here, they've got panties in pillowcases. They've not washed. Some of them have repeated some panties today, because all the panties, raise your hand if you are the one. Mommy, do you know why your room is dirty? You don't want to know. I shouldn't say it. Hey, Then I'll stop the preaching. Said, do you know why your room is your room dirty? It's your room dirty. It's your room dirty. Do you know why your room is dirty? Your room is dirty because the only person who comes to that room is you. And when your life is centered around you, the standards are very, very low. The day you invite three girls for a pajama sleepover, you clean your room, you wash your bed sheet, you make the place nice. So your life is not nice because your care for others is down. Honey, can you believe it? Unlike our time, these girls, let's forget the girls. Can you please stand up? Let me show you something wonderful. You see these boys? These ones there with the beard. Some of them are graduates, finished university. Some of them are close to get. Some have got jobs. Can you believe that they can't find a girl to marry? In a church like this. Can you believe? You know why? Okay, then I'll stop preaching. I should preach. At this age, they can't find a, beloved is too much. Like a friend. They can't find it. You know why? Because the household of faith is not part of their thinking. He's sitting there. He has got Indonesian pen pals. Malaysian pen pals. And this boy could have said to the three girls there that, you know something, we have Reverend Akins is meeting by central leaders, and the one they finish, Bishop Kobe is having a meeting. But when they when it's over around four, can we go to Cass Valley? I want to buy something for you. I'm saying something. Lady, I'm saying something. Should I say it again? Not that he's looking for a girl to marry or is in love. No, that it should occur to you though. Some of these girls maybe even haven't gone to a restaurant before. Oh, yes. No, that doesn't know how to use fork and knife. So, you know, over the past 3 months, I have saved some money. I've got some 150. Let's go to some, let's buy one plate. Clap your hands, Bishop Kobe. Let's buy one plate. One plate and share. So you order. The waitress comes. What are you ordering? Then you mention the order. And you say, no, we are all here. So what? You are three. Say, no, we are all eating. Bring three plates. Bring extra plates. When the plate comes, you give this one some, give this one some, give this one some, and they put their phones away. And as you are chewing the food, you are eating the food, you are looking at the face. If you do this thing 3 times, these girls will be fighting over you. From today, the household of faith, we will cook for members of the household of faith. We will invite members of the household of faith to our homes. We will eat with them. We will watch movies with them. We will be together. Don't be too big.
Good message.
Good message.
This boy standing here, there's a curse on his life. He is never to marry. Even if he marries, they'll remove the woman. But because of his love for the household of faith, he comes under a blessing. I'm not talking about salary. I'm talking about a blessing. A blessing that neutralizes your family curses. How is it possible that I'm a 29-year-old boy? I cannot find a woman to marry in this church. How? Until the pastor calls you, puts you in a room with a girl, locks the door, and gives you parazone to wash your mouth.
And then put the two of you on a WhatsApp page.
You are incapable. So many of you here, you are in church. Oh, I'm preaching a message today. You are in church, but you will end up just like your cousins who don't go to church, because the blood running through your veins is bringing curses that you are not allowing the power of God in the household of faith to heal you of. This girl looking at me, how old are you? How old are you? Have you cooked for anybody in this side before? Can you cook? Will you cook? Shall you cook? May you cook? Do you know how to cook? At your age, what can you cook? What can you cook? What can you cook? Rice. Rice, everybody can cook rice. Bishop Kobe can cook rice. But if for the past 2 years you cook something nice and you invite two brothers and a sister, two sisters and a brother, are you in a bus center? Have you invited your bus center? This year we'll have bus center meetings in people's houses. When was the last time you cooked for anybody in the church? Stand up. And you see, because we are excited and shouting, you may think I'm joking. If there are 500 above 25 years girls here, 450 don't have beloveds. And the reason is exactly the question I'm asking here. This is why. So, do you have a beloved?
No.
You are in first year. Final year university. You mean you are coming out of university with four nails? Final year university girl, no boy in the church has beloved those you, but boys at Atomic Junction are chasing you. Mommy, do you know why? At this age, she has no beloved. I'm talking today about blessings. Because as for beauty, I cannot count 5 girls in this big service who are more beautiful than this girl. I cannot find 5. This is a top. Is it not wonderful that a girl like this has no beloved, and another girl with crumpled face, second year, two boys are chasing him? Because your ability, the Bible says, he that will have friends must show himself friendly. I'm preaching. How many times, Sister Clara, how many times have you cooked, invited 2 girls and a boy, 3 boys, 2 boys, into your house to eat a meal that you have cooked? How many times?
It hasn't happened before.
So she's here. But the household of faith. When I was 18 years old, the girl I married, she's married to me now, she used to bring me sandwiches. 18 years. She will invite me to her house, and I'll eat fufu with spoon.
Oh yes.
Pork soup. I mean, if you eat 4 of such food, won't you fall in love?
Oh yes.
No, I'm asking. Okay, I'll stop the preaching. It's okay. No, I'm asking that if a boy eats 4 soups, 2 stews, 7 noodles from this girl, Don't you think the boy will fall in love? So there's a blessing she doesn't have. Not because she's not beautiful. She's very intelligent. She speaks multiple languages. But there's no beloved. And the beloved is a blessing. We don't use money to buy beloved. She doesn't have it because she is not learning to be good to the people in the household of faith. A surprise you don't have a beloved. A surprise no boy says I love you. What have you done to show love? Even that the three of us have met in your house, we are sleeping over, we are in your house, that alone, by inviting us to your house, the next time we are also in this girl's house, when you go to her house, you will meet her big brother, and that will be your beginning of your marriage. Listen, the Bible says in Philippians 2 that we should not live to ourselves. I'm preaching. Nobody, you see, there is a blessing you are not getting, your children will never get, because you are living Philippians 2:4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man, you have no idea the power of others. The power of others is what gave me a wife. The power of others is what gave me a teacher for my children. The power of others is what gave me someone to drive my car when I feel sleepy. The power of others gave me accommodation. Don't live your life to yourself. Everyone, let's note it somewhere. Basantes. There will be Basanta meetings. It will be culinary skills meeting. We are having our meeting in Nana Sewa's house. We are just there. She's going to show us how to cook. When she finishes, we eat the food and share the grace and give offerings. That's a Basanta meeting. We are going to reorganize Basantas and make some Basantas all girls. No boy, not one boy. They have pajamas, sleep out. They have this meeting here. We are going to a Brick Gardens. We are going here so that you can meet somebody's brother and fall in love. You are dry. You come to church. Oh, you know, I always forget your name. What's your name? Magdalene. Yes. I saw that when Bishop gave the guy the chocolate, you went to beg him for chocolate. It looks like you are hungry. After church, I'll take you to Cass Valley and buy something for you. It's the beginning of the beginning of something which begins as a beginning, which has a beginning and begins with that type of beginning and ends with that beginning, how it has begun. Girls don't cook and invite friends. Boys don't take people out. Let's go and eat. Like as you come to church, there should be some sandwich. When I was 20, a girl told my wife, said, if you had not married Edwin, you'd have been surprised. She told her. Do I look like somebody only one girl can fall in love with? I mean, the way I would treat you, you now you fall in love. And these boys don't know. That's why I've made you a Basanta leader, so that you'll visit and sit down one and one and learn how to engage. You are still a bushman. Sir, I know you have a beautiful wife, nice children, a good job. But it's not enough. You need something. That is with this sister. That is with this brother. To be in church and isolate yourself. That now you have what you need. You have deceived yourself. A day will come. Without this guy, you may think I'm prophesying. Without not this one. No. This one. A day will come. The lack of relationship you have with him will cost you something. It may cost you a life. This boy. All of us standing here, there are things looking for us. There are curses looking for us. There are devils looking for us. There are evils looking for us. Our only escape is our deep and deep, deep, deep diving into the household. How can life be only about you? Who are you anyway? Who are you? Who are you? Since when did you become important? The fact that you are married doesn't mean you can't cook and invite Christians. You know, life, it go who you. Life, one of the most complex words is the word L-I-F-E. Very complex. This year, inshallah, inshallah, when we come for Chalak night, by Chalak night 2024, you this boy, Chalak night, by Chalak night 2024, you should have invited four sets of three girls each. This particular boy, otherwise you failed. Them to watch a movie, go and buy food for them, bring them to your house, buy something for them. Every day you are texting somebody in London, America, London, America. How about the sisters who are in the church and the brothers who are in the church? How about them? Household of faith. What happened? How is it that as for you, you only know people in London? All your friends are in America. How about the household of faith? So are you build there? We are animals, not so. Sorry, what did you say?
I'm changing. I'm changing.
Say it again.
I'm changing.
Clap your hands for him. Samantha, every day, Samantha, every day, Samantha, every day, Samantha, what should we do? The church, I read it. The church is sick. You are sick. You don't know you are sick. You don't know you are sick. There's a healing in your life that belongs to this boy, this useless looking boy. You would not believe. His contribution, I mean, not this boy, this one. Look at him very carefully. I'm talking to you. Anybody in this church extending your kindness and your largesse and your magnanimity to outsiders and the household that you are in, nobody benefits from you. You are like some Miss Ghana, Miss Angel. You come with high heels and you are just moving. No matter how rich you are, you will need her. Turn your eyes and look at her. This girl, she has something for your life. She may be useless, but you keep watching. It's called the non-linearity of life. Life is not linear. Now, when I look at your life, what do you need that you even need something from this girl? But you watch it. That for me, the biggest sentence in this book is that the church is sick. Diseased. And the reason is that we don't care for others. Job. It was when he prayed for others. Job 42. Verse 12 or something. Or something. Verse 10. Yes. The Lord turned the captivity of Job. When he prayed for his friends. The Bible says a man's friend should be those of his own household. Even the enemies come from the household. Have much more friends. When was the last time you prayed for her? You don't want to even be in the same room and breathe the same air. There are anointings we lack. Because this man, you know Job. When we talk about Irehu, Job Irehuni. That's Job. But in the midst of his problems, he prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave Job twice. There should be basenta meetings that we hold our hands or not. We pair up. You pray for me for 3 minutes. I pray for you for 3 minutes. Then I invite you. I bring you a gift. Not bad day. Not bad day. Certain days must be declared boxing days. Gift days. Everybody come. You brought some bananas. Yours is groundnut. Learn to give. You are too poor. You are too poor. So the Lord blessed. Give me verse 11. And when I shout, the computer freezes. Then came there to him all his brethren and all his sisters. Brethren, sisters, all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him. When will the church brothers and sisters come to your house, say, to eat bread with you? They did eat bread with him, and they bemoaned him and comforted him. And they brought all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. And every man also gave him a piece of money. Everyone an earring of gold. In his house. Verse 12. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels. May your end will be better than your beginning based on how you care for others, how you pray for others, how you invite others to your house, how you bless others with food, how you say nice things to others. Your friends must come from here so that the end of your life. And 1,000 yoke of oxen. And 1,000 she asses, verse 13. Oh, that's the last verse. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. Look at the daughters. He called the name of the first Jemima. What's the meaning of Jemima? Check for me. You will never have a Jemima. You only have Agbovadi. Agbovadi. Eh? Yeah. Jemima is day by day. Day by day. Your testimonies are not just once a year, once in 3 years. Day by day, he's blessing me. Receive a day by day blessing. May the Jemima anointing come upon you. Amen. And remove the Jemia anointing. Amen. Receive a Jemima anointing beyond a Jemia anointing. Day by day. I love that name. Day by day. I don't share testimonies once a year. Day by day, he blesses me. Day by day, his presence is with me. Day by day, he gives me testimonies. Day by day. And the second one was Keziah, which means what? It's a spice. The spice cassia. Cassia. That's the name. And if you care to know, in Exodus, it is the spice cassia that is one of the prominent spices in the anointing oil. So cassia represents anointing. You are dry because you don't pray for your friends. You are dry. This year, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Jesus said, I was sick and you visited me. I was naked and you gave me clothes. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was hungry and you gave me food to eat. And they asked, where were you that we found you naked? And he said, for as long as you did it to the least of these, you did it to me. When we sing, turn your eyes upon Jesus, we are saying that you too, turn your eyes on the next person sitting by you. You may think she has everything, but she's suffering inside. Turn your eyes. Oh, look, I'm not preaching against going to Zamarama line or going to Dodowa to help at the Dodowa children's home. No. But if you have not cared for somebody here and you are going there, you are a hypocrite. The first child was called Day by Day. The second child was called Anointing Oil. And the third child was Karen Hapuk, which is the horn of antimony. Antimony is a blackish chemical that in those days women used to darken their eyes. You see, it's like coal. It's antimony. They use it for their eyes to make their eyes bigger. It makes them beautiful. There's a beauty you don't have because you don't pray. Your life is just about yourself. But he had a daughter called Karen Hapuk. I have a horn of antimony. I'm beautiful. There's beauty in my life. Mommy, there's a beauty you will never see until you've cared for somebody. Planting roses in front of your house doesn't make your house beautiful. Go to East Legon. Go to Airport Hills. They are committing suicide there. Go around. Having double glazing windows means nothing. Air conditioning toilet. I need one. Because sometimes what happens in the toilet, say you are sweating. I need one. But an air conditioner in your toilet doesn't determine your level of blessing. It is a blessing that comes when you pray for your friend, you visit your friend, you love your friend, you care for your friend. That is where the blessing comes. Karen Hapuk, the horn of antimony. My beauty comes from there. Sir, have you not wondered why these beautiful girls don't have beloveds? Yes, because they are beautiful to you and I, but they are beautiful to no one. They don't serve anybody. There's no boy who has sat in their house, they've brought him rice and stew, and they've put some napkin around his neck. Give the boy. I mean, you look nice to the boy. So your life lacks antimony. Your life lacks antimony. You are not beautiful. You are not beautiful. A beauty descends on you when you invite your bar center members and say, let's go out. I'm going to session you. Let the brigade bar center come to my house. How many are you? 11. Everybody will eat something. Everybody will eat something. all the dancing stars, come to my house. Come and eat something. The Lord turned the captivity. You are in captivity. Begin to think of others so that your captivity can be turned around. Stand to your feet and let's close.
Oh, what a way. What a way. Oh, what a way. What a way. What a way.
Hey, you, come. Have you invited any girl in this church to your house before? To cook?
No.
I mean, the girl, you ask your mother for permission. That you got some friends. Can they use her kitchen to cook? Then they cook and you eat. They know your beloved. In fact, two of them have got beloveds already. Have you done it before?
No.
Have you taken the three boys or one girl to mood changing here and bought sausage roll?
No.
Your life lacks antimony. Think about others. The fact that you are tall doesn't mean that you are important. Nobody is so important as to become the center of attraction of your life. I'm not the center of attraction for my life. The church is the center of attraction. The most important thing to me in my life is the church. Morning, night, noon, and day, the church. Yours can be your bar center. Yours can be two members. Yours can be a brother in the church. Yours can be a sister in the church. Don't be in the church and live like an animal that cares only for yourself. Lift your two hands.
Oh, Jesus.
Lift your two hands and you ask God for mercy.
Oh, mercy, Lord.
And I mean you.
Mercy on me.
Ask God for mercy. And you too, ask God for mercy. Mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on me, oh God.
Every hand lifted. Ask God for mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Forgive me, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Kalanaba.
Lord, help me to turn my eyes.
Yes.
Upon Jesus. The sister next to me. The brother behind me.
In the light of His glory. Have mercy on me. Oh Lord, forgive me. Father, forgive me.
I just remembered that I didn't tell you something. I can't end without telling you. Galatians 13. Three thirteen. Christ. Galatians 3:13. That's how we end. This is a proper ending of a message like this. You can't end without this verse. Sorry. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Any law that's against you are redeemed from that curse, being made a curse for us. He became a curse for us, for it is written. Why did Jesus become a curse? They ask you, why was this a curse? Because it has been written that anybody who hangs on a tree is cursed, and Jesus hanged on a tree, so he's cursed. So by Jesus being cursed, he redeemed us from the curse. Now look at the nature of the curse. How many of you want to know how to be redeemed from the curse of the laws that are against you? Background, your family, ancestry, the laws. How many of you want to know how to be redeemed from the curse of the law? Because your family, they've done things so that there are laws in Leviticus that are against it. That you are not supposed to rise 1 inch above the ground. It's called the curse of the law. That is why Jesus hanged on a tree. Verse 14, the answer is there. So that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. So when we get born again, the blessing, listen carefully, lower Matthew, I'm saying something. The curses are being broken by a particular blessing. It's not just any blessing. The curses are being broken by a particular blessing. And the name of the blessing is what? The blessing of Abraham. So, anybody who is in Christ is under the blessing of Abraham. Now, I didn't say the blessings. So the greedy, backsliding Christians think the blessing of Abraham is the gold and the silver and the camels and the food. Because you are greedy. You've been hungry for a long time. Because it's true. Genesis 13. Abraham was rich in cattle, in camels, oxen, rich man. So because you've been hungry for a long time, you think the blessing of Abraham is the blessing of riches, cars, and houses. The blessing of Abraham is the blessing that... You see, Abraham was blessed with a blessing. What was the blessing? We read it in Genesis 12. Let's look at it. What was the blessing that was put on Abraham? This is the blessing. Not gold. Not diamond. The blessing of Abraham is that you will be blessed so that you will be a blessing. That's how you cancel curses. That is, the blessing you are enjoying, you channel it to somebody. That's the blessing of Abraham. Those who don't do that don't have the blessing of Abraham. You may have diamonds, you may have silver, and we are always heaping diamonds on ourselves. Many of you have got clothes you don't even wear. When you say the blessing, Abraham's blessing, and even the song is even a wrong song. Abraham's blessings, it's not Abraham's blessings. It's Abraham's blessing. It's one blessing which leads to many camels and cattle and animals. And the blessing is that I will bless you and you will be a blessing. Anybody who doesn't extend the blessing of God to others is finished. Abraham's blessings are yours. Then show me who has been blessed through you. Because Acts 3:26 says that Jesus came to die, to bless us. God sent Jesus to bless us. And the blessing is in turning away every one of you from his iniquity. The blessing of Jesus is not money. If you can can get this girl to break from her boyfriend, she has been blessed. You've blessed her. If you can get this girl to come to church every Sunday, you bless her. The blessing is that he sent him to bless you, comma, in turning away every one of you from his sins. So that you have a dresses. Then you help this one to also have dresses. That's a blessing of Abraham. And through that, gold comes. So where you are standing, if the blessing of Abraham is upon you, people will also stand here just like you. Is there anybody you brought to church? Who are anybody here that you brought? Show me who. I don't know where they are sitting. Okay. It means the blessing of Abraham is upon you. That where you are sitting, you brought someone also to the place. 2 Corinthians 5:20. We are ambassadors for Christ. That God, verse 19. Go to verse 19. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespass. God, there are people, you can impute their mistakes to them. You've done this away, but God didn't do that. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So he reconciled you and has made you also a reconciler. That is the blessing of Abraham. That what you are enjoying in the Lord, somebody also enjoys it through you. You are blessed to be a blessing. That's the blessing of Abraham. And ultimately, that blessing gives you camels. But Abraham's blessing is not camels. Abraham's blessing is not riches. Abraham's blessing is not horses. You are greedy. You've been hungry for a long time. That's why when you see such verses, you can't control yourself. Read the Bible well. Abraham was not blessed with camels. He was rich in camels. You can be rich and not blessed. Abraham was not blessed with camels. He was rich in silver. You are not blessed with gold. You are rich in gold. It's a blessing on you that leads you to gold. May somebody stand where you are standing in a few weeks' time. That makes you somebody upon whom the blessing of Abraham is. God bless the young boys and girls who come to church and they bring their friends. Come, sit here, read your Bible, break up with that fool. That's the blessing of Abraham. That you enjoy reconciliation. And you also, how many underwear can you keep in your room? How many shoes can you keep in your room? Any blessing that you comes upon you, as you are around, you are seeing shoe size. Shoes, this one. After church, can I see you? I've got some four pairs. Have this. They're coming. Shoe size. After church, see me. Blouse. After church, give me your number. Next week, I'll bring you some. Is it blouses or blies? Blies. I'll bring you some blies. Abraham's blessing is that I am blessed to be a blessing. I'm blessed to be born again. I'm bringing another one to be born again. Then by doing that, silver appears. Because this thing is wood. You need to wear silver and gold. Can you lift your hands up? Lord, bless me with Abraham's blessing.
Lord, bless me with Abraham.
Let somebody smile. because of something that made me smile. Don't be somebody just heaping things on yourself. Give me, makes you Jimmy.
May I be a blessing to someone this year, oh God.
Who is being blessed to you? We have appointed you a lady pastor. How many converts have you brought to God because of the crimson yellow you are wearing? Canary yellow. Everybody is praying. Lord, there are curses upon my life. Break the curses with the blessing of Abraham. The blessing of Abraham is the blessing of others. The blessing of Abraham is the blessing of others. The blessing of Abraham is the blessing of thinking about others. I am blessed to be a blessing. Everybody pray. Matosaka pataya. Shele pakataya. Shamaya ngorobo sele. Repadaba mahandayaba. Leka pahandato shaba. Leka tanima zelebe. Rapadini pakata. Lepele debe. Shadili kataba. Antelebe kapayaba. Lebele debe. Intayaba shalaba. Mahandayaba. Lekalaba. Yapa shabo shalaba. One of the first things we do to break curses is to introduce Jesus, because God sent Jesus to bless us. As soon as sin is removed from your life, a blessing has entered your life. Every eye closed and everyone bow your head, because somebody wants to take a decision to give his life to Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. How we love you, Jesus. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again today. I want to give my life to Jesus. Wherever you are, if you want to receive Jesus today, to break that curse over your life, lift your hand high. I want to pray for you now. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. Lift your hand high, high, above your head. I see your hand. There's a curse God wants to break. There's a problem God wants to end. Lift your hand high, high. I can't see your hand high. Pastor, I want to be born again. Pastor, I need Jesus. Lift it high, 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 above your head. Yes. Pastor, I want to receive Jesus today. As we're preaching, I realize that I am very hot. I need Jesus. If your hand is up, come to me here. Provide, come to the front. Come.
Healing. Come running to the mercy seat. Come running. Come running. Come running to the mercy seat, where Jesus is calling. His
presence. I'm waiting for you. We have UCOs, but every week any pastor at all can be asked to take care of converts. We are thinking of others. Any pastor at all. So this woman, this one from the choir, come lead them in the sinner's prayer. They are your converts now. You report to Bishop Kobe. Find a team from your you are in the choir. You don't belong to any choir. Sorry? Yes. The members of that choir will take care of these two. So go and lead them in the sinner's prayer. lead the church in the sinner's prayer. Then you will take them, write their names, you and your team. So you are going to call two of or three of your team members to visit them and report to the UCOs. Lead them, lead all of us. I'm standing here, lead me.
Please kindly lift up your hands.
Yes, lift your hands. They say we should lift up our hands.
Let's close our eyes. I'm going to pray.
The selfishness in the church is too much.
Pray after me, okay?
Say it clearly.
We are going to ask God to come into our hearts, come and live in our hearts, and write our name in His book. So I want you to say this after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank you.
I thank you
for today.
For today.
I thank you for saving my life.
I thank you
for saving my life.
I thank you for sending your son Jesus Christ.
I thank you for sending
your son Jesus Christ.
To die on the cross.
To die on the cross.
To save my soul.
To save my soul.
From this day.
From this day.
I commit myself.
I commit myself to you.
And I ask that.
And I ask that
you wash my sins.
Wash
me thoroughly.
Wash me thoroughly.
I pray that Lord, have mercy on me.
You have mercy on me.
Write my name, please.
Write my name, please.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
And may I not go back.
May I not go back.
Say this. Point your finger and say, Satan.
Satan.
I do not belong to you.
I do not belong to you.
Only Jesus.
Only Jesus.
Do I belong to?
Do I belong
from today onwards?
From today.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
With thanksgiving.
With thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen.
You are born again. You receive Jesus. And the angels, don't go. The angels are jubilating in heaven.
Yes, keep clapping, angel. Join the angels who are jubilating.
Your birthday. Today is the day that you have received Jesus Christ. And I want you to be happy because you will not go back. Amen. I want you to, I'm coming. I'm taking my Bible. We'll go and then.
Your Bible and your team.
My Bible and my team. Please don't go. Come back.
She's bringing her bag. When you are a lady pastor or a reverend standing in front here, be very, I can call you at random. Where my stomach is directed is where I'm calling. The nonsense is too much in the church. It's too much. People have time for nonsense. Now it is Santos that will do follow up in the church and report to the UCOs. Mr. God is clapping his hands. It's Santos. I've said you. We are all here. I've said you do a crusade. Clap your hands for them. And let's welcome our pastor to close us.
Come on, somebody make a loud noise unto Jesus.
Yes.
I've never heard a message like this before. I've never heard a message like this. Neither have I seen so many people stand up of their own volition in shine service as the preaching is going on. So it means that you too, you have not heard a message like this before. Yeah. Bishop, God bless you. 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 Already, I can tell that this message and yesterday's message, they are going to be two of my favorites this year in 2024. Yeah, top. Every year, I have a playlist which plays until the end of the year. I'm going to add these two messages to my playlist this year. Wow. Hey. And now I understand. How many of you now understand why some things are some way in your life? Why some have beloveds and some don't. It's like now, if the pastor, if bishop doesn't call you to his office, have a meeting, you know, give you options and put you and the lady on a WhatsApp page. You can't have a beloved. But today you have understood why. I pray for you that you will obey. That's really my prayer to you, because hearing the message is number one. And I'm glad that today in particular, the word caused you to, it set you on your feet. That's what the prophet says. It set him on his feet. It set you on your feet. And I'm believing God that you will obey this word. And you will obey it quickly. 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 That your life must be full of giving, kindness, you know, spending yourself and your energy in the household of faith. And Bishop didn't exclude anybody. He didn't say the rich people, the grown-up people, the people who are big people. Everybody. 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 Like, you are in the choir, you don't know anybody's birthday to even buy a set of 3 handkerchiefs. This is the reason why you are the way you are. But I thank God, because this is God speaking to us. And God wouldn't be speaking to us if he didn't know that there was an avenue for us to do a U-turn. Why don't you clap your hands one more time for the word? And you need to be on the podcast tomorrow to download this message. And also download yesterday's message as well, because yesterday's message was another variant of the other's message. Yes. You need to hear that one too. If you don't get the two, it's not complete. You need to hear the two. You need to hear the two. And I believe that God bless. Clap your hands one more time and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Yes. Beautiful. Do you have your communion? Take out your communion. Let's take the communion. Now listen, in this church, we require you to come to church with your communion. You bring your communion. Can bring one tea bread if you like. But you bring your communion. Some of you may not know, you are required to bring your communion. I believe that there are people who sell it outside. So when you come to church, buy communion before you come inside.
I want to ask everybody tomorrow by noon, wherever you are working, wherever you are staying, wherever you are, go on the internet to my podcast. I preached a message this morning. The title is Baptism. Baptism. You have to listen to it. This morning, Baptism. Make sure you download it, the podcast, and share the message to all your enemies.
Beautiful. Share it to your enemies. Baptism. Ay, 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 ay. How many of you sense that this year is different from last year? I can sense that this year, even in the spirit, is different from last year. This year is like there's some no nonsense in the spirit. There's some no nonsense in the spirit. I like it. I like it. One of the significant things about the communion is that it signifies our being part of the body of Christ. The body of Christ. Christ is the head. This is the body. By eating it, we take part in the body. We become partakers of the body. Partakers of the body. Partakers of the body. That you will be properly connected in this household of faith. Lift up your bread. Say, this is the body of Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Jesus
Christ. Say, this is the body of Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Jesus
Christ. Say, as I eat it.
As I eat it.
I am being made a proper part of the body.
I'm being made a proper part of the body.
Say, as I eat the body of Christ.
I eat the body of Christ.
I am being made.
I'm being made.
A part of the body of Christ.
Of the body of Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
Eat it.
When I see the blood. I will pass over you. Oh, oh, oh. When I see the blood.
One of the things that we have heard today is that the blood running through you determines your life far more than anything else you can see. Far more. And this morning, as you drink the blood of Jesus Christ, I declare that number one, the blood that will flow through you will be the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Therefore, the blood that will determine your life will be the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I declare that your life is now determined by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And secondly, that as you partake of the same blood as the members of the household of faith, you are being made a proper blood relation of the people of the household of faith.
Yes, Lord.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Drink it.
When I see the blood, I will
lift up your hands for blessing. And now, I declare that you are a proper member of the household of faith.
Amen.
May every blessing that extends to the body of Christ, may that blessing inure to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May every blessing listed for the children of the household of faith, blessing come upon you now in the name of Jesus. I declare that your bloodline is now the bloodline of Christ.
Amen.
Your bloodline is now the bloodline of the Son of God.
Amen.
You are now properly a child of God.
Amen.
I declare that by this blood, you are now properly a descendant of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Oh, yes.
That you would make us a part of the body of your Son Jesus Christ. We receive it today. We walk in it.
Yes.
We bless your name for it. We bless your name. I pray that none other than the sound of my voice shall fall away from the household of faith.
Amen.
I rebuke offenses.
Yes.
I rebuke demons.
Jesus.
I rebuke evil voices that speak to us and pull us away from the household of faith. By the power of the blood of Jesus, I declare that everybody under the sound of my voice dwells in this house forever. Forever.
Amen.
I said forever.
Amen.
We thank you, Father.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands loudly for the Lord. And you may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Mackinac Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.